And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Well, the changing of the guard at the White House has brought swift and decisive action on multiple fronts. President Trump has wasted no time dismantling the bureaucratic machinery of identity politics. He rescinded a 1965 executive order that mandated affirmative action for federal contractors. And when merit finally trumps quotas, no pun intended, perhaps we're going to start to see government that actually serves its citizens rather than social engineering experiments, which is what's been going on for a very long time. The administration is also rooting out the more insidious forms of ideological capture, with federal DEI officials being placed on immediate leave. There's a twist. Bureaucrats are already trying to preserve their influence through employee resource groups, meaning that sometimes the swamp doesn't drain itself, it just changes its name. Speaking of securing our nation, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is stepping up to support the presidential immigration agenda, proposing legislation to penalize sanctuary cities and tighten ID requirements. And it's just a perfect example of when states partner with federal authorities instead of undermining them, we might finally see this border crisis addressed with the seriousness it deserves. And in a sobering moment of what's at stake in our cultural battle, Senate Democrats have once again blocked the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. That's a mouthful, but the bill simply required medical care for infants who survived failed abortions, a measure so basic that its rejection reveals the truly extreme position of those who oppose it. When legislators can't even agree to protect babies already born, we've moved beyond policy disagreements to a fundamental crisis of conscience. Meanwhile, the hosts of The View are performing remarkable rhetorical gymnastics, or just another day on The View, as some are calling it. They're trying to justify Joe Biden's 11th-hour pardons of his family members. Joy Behar actually suggested that losing two children somehow excuses protecting the remaining one from legal consequences. Hey, look, nobody understands personal tragedy more than me, but when that becomes a get-out-of-jail-free card for the politically connected, we've abandoned equal justice under law. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is demonstrating his own version of leadership, or lack thereof, in response to the wildfires. When he was asked if the buck stops with him regarding the water supply failures, the governor launched an investigation while insisting, quote, "This isn't about finger pointing." Yeah, when the fingers point at you, it's not about finger pointing. When they point somewhere else, you better believe it would be all about rooting out who was at fault. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.